Closing lines of a perek in this series of dapim dealing with all the discussions around tumah and tahara emanating from the Mishnah of Rabbi Chanina Sgan HaKohanim that we started all the way back on daf yadalet. This daf is focused on the various issues related to cases, especially in Amud Beis, case of safek truma, where you have a truma item which we're not sure if it had become tameh, whether or not it can become tameh on its own as a result of a passive causation, or if one would be permitted to actively, with one's hands, transfer tuma and create a transfer tuma to this safek truma. So the Gemara brings a Mishnah, Anamud Beis, which comes from Maseches Bechoros, regarding a barrel of truma wine, that in the upper area, in a wine press, that's where it was in the upper area, and it's this pipe, and there's impure, non-Kodesh wine in the lower part of the wine press. It's chulin wine. So where the wine flows, which would what would end up happening is it would end up meeting the truma wine, the chulin wine rather, and the impure, and it would make impure the truma wine that was coming down that pipe. That would be a huge financial loss because kohanim are not allowed to have tamei truma of wine, tamei yain shel truma. So comes Rabbi Eliezer and concedes of Yeshua that if there's a way to save even a small quarter lug of the pure wine, you should be receiving the wine in another vessel. But if you can't save the wine with a pure vessel, you only have impure vessels, which would make impure the truma wine. So you have to let the wine go down and become impure passively on its own. Rabbi Yeshua says one can actively be metame this wine. You can make that wine impure by stopping the pipe in the press. So in a heart-wrenching scenario in the Warsaw Ghetto during the war, the Rabbanim knew of the sadistic tactics of the Nazis. In one case, they were talking about defiling the Sefer Torah, the Torah scrolls, and taking the parchment and cutting it up and using it, Rahmana Litzlan, as soles for their shoes. The Rabbanim deliberated over whether they should preempt this defilement by burning the Sefer Torah or passively allow the horrific defilement of the Torah to take place. In the study of the Shoah, we call this a choiceless choice. There isn't really a good option among the list. It was one abnormal choice versus another. We're either going to burn the Torah, which is erasing Hashem's name and horrific decision to make, or we allow the enemy, Amalek, to destroy the Torah in a disgusting, horrific way. So Knesset Yecheskel and Siman Lamed Zayin passing that it was forbidden to actively burn the Sefer Torah, and it's an Isser Torah, he said. It's a prohibition on Torah level, even though it will be an even worse defilement. Whereas the Shvus Yaakov, Chelek Gimel, Simon Yud, Paskin, that as a last resort, it was permitted, and his proof came from Shalom Melech. What is Shalom Melech? Shalom Melech was Ma'abed Etzmon Adas, he actively committed suicide, so as not to fall into Philistine hands. And the Knesset Yecheskel argues in this point that by Shaul can't be compared, since we know the people, Am Yisrael, would be Moser Nefesh for the king, Apikedesh Hashem, and Shaul knew this as well. Therefore, we can't carry it. Rabbi Silverstein brings a Chashuk Echemet from his father-in-law, Rabbi Yashiv, the following quote, where he asks him this question, what he answered to this question. We have tears in our eyes. How could we, Chassid Shalom, come to burn a Torah that we is our precious treasure in front of our eyes? And the avenger of blood, it's a tefillah that the nekama will come to the Amalek, to the evil Amalek of the Nazis. And Reb Zilberstein goes on to parallel our Gemara's machlokas, whether one actively makes Safik Truma impure or not, to this scenario from the Warsaw Ghetto. Perhaps even Rabbi Eliezer, he says, would agree by the Sefer Torah that it's different than Truma. The Sefer Torah would be so defiled that the burning needs to be seen as preventing much worse. We, Baruch Hashem, don't have to encounter such quote-unquote choiceless choices. But nevertheless, the point here is that Torah represents our dignity as a people, and any evil force that threatens the Torah threatens the very dignity and pride of what it means to be a Yid.